This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. The U.S. Senate is waiting to vote on fresh aid for Ukraine. We get more on the story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Senate leaders from both parties were hoping for quick approval of a fresh $40 billion aid package for Ukraine and its allies Thursday.
We have a moral obligation, to stand with Ukraine.
I strongly support the next package of lethal military assistance, which the House has passed with an overwhelming bipartisan majority.
But the package was held up until at least next week. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky declared he would not allow speedy passage.
My oath of office is to the national security of the United States of America. We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy.
The latest bill, when added to $13.6 billion approved by Congress in March, would raise U.S. aid to the region since the Russian invasion well above $50 billion. The Senate is recessed until Monday. Mike Gracia, Washington.
North Korean state media say at least one person confirmed to have COVID-19 has died, and hundreds of thousands have shown symptoms of a fever. The news hints at the potentially dire scale of the country's first confirmed outbreak of COVID-19 since the pandemic began. The official KCNA news agency said some 187,800 people are currently being treated in isolation after a fever of unidentified origin has spread nationwide since late April. KCNA said around 350,000 people have shown signs of the fever. Someone make that 18,000 people reported symptoms on Tuesday alone. KCNA did not say how many people have tested positive for COVID-19. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Topped up on that, from the country of seven of the wealthiest democracies, are gathering in northern Germany to discuss several issues, including the war in Ukraine and energy and food security. We get more on that story from Karen Chalmers.
Top diplomats from the group of seven wealthy nations are gathering in northern Germany to discuss several issues, including the war in Ukraine and energy and food security. The meeting at the Baltic Sea Resort of Waisenhaus, located northeast of Hamburg, takes place amid tight security, with about 3,500 police officers deployed at the event site. The foreign ministers of Ukraine and Moldova have been invited as guests. Speaking in Berlin, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba welcomed the German government's recent decisions to step up military support for his country.
Whether I take the supply of weapons or the sanctions that need to be imposed against Russia, we see that the positive dynamic.
He also expressed hope that the European Union would soon approve Ukraine's application to start the process of joining the bloc, saying his country would also be an asset to the EU.
European Union needs Ukraine as much as Ukraine needs the European Union.
I'm Karen Chamas.
South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol used the Korean word meaning freedom 35 times during his first speech in office, aligning his administration with President Joe Biden's foreign policy centered on human rights and building a coalition of liberal democratic nations, according to experts. The most important core value is freedom, Yoon said on Tuesday, and is paramount for South Korea and other countries that share the value of liberal democracy to meet multiple challenges around the world, including food and energy crises, global supply chain issues, and armed conflicts. Bruce Klinger, a former CIA Deputy Division Chief of Korea and current senior researcher at the Heritage Foundation, said Yoon has made clear that unlike his predecessor, Moon Jae-in, he will not avoid criticizing North Korea and Chinese human rights abuses, violations of UN resolutions, and encroachments on the sovereignty of other nations, referring to the Russian invasion of Ukraine. South Korea is surrounded by autocratic countries of North Korea, China, and Russia. Seoul embraced democratic forms of government when a 1953 armistice agreement ended fighting of the Korean War. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.